Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I kind of want to start here as we are getting more understanding. Over the weekend, we saw Christian Kirk was ruled out as a flare-up with that hamstring. He's already missed a couple of games earlier this year with a hamstring. He is out for this game, but Denico Autry and Jalen Reed, who have not played this year, they were activated off the PUP list, so they potentially are going to be active tonight. But as we look at the injury situation, Christian Kirk, I know, hasn't quite had the impact that we were thinking he may or hoping he may, but how big a deal is that tonight going on the road to Seattle not having Christian Kirk available?
Well, I think it's a big deal. I've been talking all week last week, Ron. I talked about how important it is that somebody other than Nico Collins has the ability to make plays in the pass game, right? Has the ability to separate and make themselves available in some way, shape, or form. I don't care if it's Higgins over the top. I don't care if it's Xavier Hutchinson underneath. I don't care if it's working the slot with Jalen Knowles somehow. I don't care exactly how you accomplish it, but somebody has to be able to make plays in the pass game, not name Nico Collins. Now, what we've seen from the Texans is a lot of the plays that are being made, or at least kind of what drives this offense, is the short, quick, now type of plays that obviously relieve pressure from the quarterback, relieve pressure from the pass protection, and it keeps you ahead of the chains. So you automatically think, who's going to do that other than Nico Collins, right? And now without Christian Kirk, obviously your most likely option, the guy that's done it before, the guy that has not just made himself available, but he's been explosive. He's a guy that can take the underneath route and take the distance and end up getting chunk plays out of the deal. With him not being available, now all of a sudden you're relying on a bunch of guys that, quite frankly, have never done it. And so
a tough place to play against a defense that's been playing pretty well.
Yep.
You could see like throwing rookies in there. You just don't know how they're going to react. Throwing rookies in there in a big, big moment like that, in a spot like that, you would like to have a guy who's been in it. Yep. This guy's played in playoff games. You would like to have that, and that is a tough thing to not have him available.
Ron, the interesting thing here, and this is the decision that has to be made by the Houston Texans, right, is by Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, ultimately, and I'm sure it's a collaborative effort, but I'm going to say Nick Caley just so you know what the hell I'm talking about. Like you have to decide right now. You can't wait till game time. You have to decide right now. Are we going to leave Nico Collins camped out over here? Let them tilt their coverage to him and take our best player out of the game, or are we going to move do that and then try to see if Xavier Hutchinson and company can do what they did last time we saw him 2 weeks ago against Baltimore? Or are we going to go into this game with a game plan of moving Nico Collins around, handing it to him, throwing it to him in the quick game, throwing it to him in the screen game, throwing it to him over the top? Are we going to be a Nico Collins-centric offense? Or are we going to be hey, throw the football wherever the coverage dictates you throw the football. Get through your progressions and just throw to whoever.
I don't know why the way you just said that last
did
part,
I slant it?
It feels like that's not the route. Hit the open guy.
Yeah, that just doesn't. I don't like. I mean, it's one thing for the coaching staff to say it all year long because you want to rally the troops. You want everybody to feel like they're going to be a part of this thing. But in games like this, when this is a monster game, in a sense of what the future of 2025 looks like for the Texans this season, you have got to put your best foot forward in this game. And I got to believe that it's more Nico Collins than the others in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see what Nick Caley does. That's a decision that's got to be made. And it's even a bigger decision now with Christian Kirk being out, Ron.
Yeah, I do wonder. That is a big thing. I do wonder how they're going to – what's their answer to Kirk being out? Is it just Jalen Knoll? Is it Higgins? Is it moving Nico around and then putting Higgins or other guys? Is it Braxton Berrios? Is it who it – like, I do wonder, and I'm sure we'll see that pretty early, how they are going to go about, you know, putting guys in for that loss. That's going to be a big thing to watch.
Well, it's – I mean, look, Nick Caley, it's what they signed up for. I mean, so not Nick, but, I mean, it's what Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan signed up for. You came into this season with Nico Collins as knowing, being the only known – really separator, explosive player on the offensive side of the football, and you decided to roll with it, right? You decided Christian Kirk was going to be the answer, and that was going to be your big sign this offseason, and the injury-plagued player bites you again. He's bit him in the tail to this point in the season, and so now you got to go to a very difficult place to play with a really good defense that can get up to the quarterback, and, you know, you've got to do it with lesser than. And so that's that's going to be a huge challenge for Nick Caley tonight, and we'll see what he can get accomplished. Let's make sure we are fully aware, though. I mean, in my opinion, he is handcuffed in a major way.
Oh, Caley?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know what. Look, there's nothing you can do about it at this point.
Especially with a great defensive coach, too.
Absolutely. There's nothing you can do about it at this point, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it. I mean, but at the end of the day, your rookie offensive coordinator is handcuffed in a major way because you've got – if you look at it, when your starters are out there, I mean, you've got one guy on the entire field that would qualify as an explosive player per NFL standards, and that's Nico Collins, right? I mean, that is – you put Woody Marks out there, then you add a little something to it. Man, we'll see what comes of that. You put Jalen Knoll out there. Obviously, there we'll see what.
Yeah, the
comes
rest
of that.
Are just unknowns.
Unknowns. I
even
mean, totally unknowns.
If
they do it, Ron, it'll be the first time. You know what I mean? If they do it, it'll be the first time. So we'll see what Nick Caley can drum up offensively.
Well, with that, as we kind of do before games, usually on Fridays, but as we're leading into the game, most important matchup. So when the Texans have the ball, as we've kind of looked at this, what this injury to Christian Kirk may mean. What for you is the most important matchup when the Texans have the ball?
Well, I mean, look, it's easy to say Nico Collins and whoever's on Nico Collins, whether it's zone or man or what the hell they do with him. But I tell you, I'll go with the O-line across the front, though. I mean, this is a defensive front that has the ability to stop the run and get after the passer by rushing just their down four. They don't have to go out and dial up add a bunch of helmets to the line of scrimmage and add a bunch of helmets to the pass rush. To the rush to stop the run or to get to the quarterback. And Ron, we talked about it last week, and there's several people on record that study the film a lot closer than I do. This defense has not just been a really, really, really good defense, but they've done it in a way that we've seen haunt the Houston Texans offensive line over the last handful of years. With twists, the TE twist and stunt, all the stunts up front, that has been an absolute nightmare for the Texans over the last year and a half. And this particular team, their forte is, their specialty is using those stunts to get after the quarterback, using those stunts to disrupt run blocking schemes up front and make the running back stop his feet. And so it is really it's what's haunted this offensive line. So if you want to ask matchups, for me, it comes down to, can this offensive line, tight end, running back group, can we stop them from being so successful with just their down four guys doing work? Can we force them to add an extra helmet to the rush? Can we force them to do some different things, because if they can just sit back and drop seven in coverage and rush four and get after your quarterback and make your offensive line look like we've seen this offensive line look like with TE stunts, then it's going to be a long day for the Texans. So I'll go O-line versus their D-line.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Think is the biggest matchup here.
To the point, I'm sure it's been stated all last week. And them jokers had seven sacks last week.
Seven sacks.
DeMarcus Lawrence just went off. He had a couple sacks, and he's, you know, from the Cowboys, if you remember him. But they had seven sacks on Trevor Lawrence last week.
Seven sacks, 16 hits on the quarterback, and I believe 33 pressures in 42 pass calls, dropbacks.
That's a team that had just come off of putting 31 on the Chiefs, and we've seen what the Chiefs did the last
good
two games,
team.
And what they did the Lions and what they did to the Raiders, and this team seven sacks on them. So, and I think Jacksonville likes their offensive line and more comfortable. I think the jury is probably still out on the Texans. So I'm with you. That is a huge thing to watch right there, multiple different ways. And that's the thing is with them, they're kind of similar to the Rams as you're talking there, Clint. It's not like, hey, it's Max Crosby that you got a key on or something like that. It can come from a lot of different ways. It can come from anybody on that front four, anybody on that front seven, and blitzes and different things. So yeah, that is going to be a big one. All right, as we continue here on game day. Hey, there's not 3 hours today. We are taking over the coach's show, baby. We are leading you right into Seth and Sean and the pregame show coming up behind us. On Mondays, we usually do our Man Eye Institute player of the game. Well, at this point, we're going to do our Man Eye Institute player we think is going to be the player of the game. You can send yours in. Who do you think is going to have a big game tonight? Who's going to be the guy we're talking about tomorrow as we do that? As we do the show tomorrow. We'll do that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.